واللاتي يأتين الفاحشة من نسائكم فاستشهدوا عليهن أربعة منكم فإن شهدوا فأمسكوهن في البيوت حتى يتوفاهن الموت أو يجعل الله لهن سبيلا.
For those of you women who commit sexual offenses, whether they are married or unmarried, call four trustworthy Muslim men witnesses. If they bear witness against them, then confine them to their homes as a punishment until the end of their lives, or until Allah makes a way for them other than being confined. The ruling of this verse was replaced with the ruling that unmarried women who have illicit sexual relations should be whipped 100 times and banished for a year, and married women who have illicit sexual relations should be stoned.
واللذان يأتيانها منكم فآذوهما فإن تابا وأصلحا فأعرضوا عنهما إن الله كان توابا رحيما.
If two of your men commit a sexual offense, whether they are married or unmarried, punish them with words and blows, humiliating and disciplining them. If they turn away from what they were doing and correct themselves, then do not harm them. Those who turn away from a sin and ask for forgiveness are like those who have not sinned. Allah turns to those who repent to Him asking for forgiveness and is compassionate with them. The ruling of this verse was replaced with the ruling that unmarried men who have illicit sexual relations should be whipped 100 times and banished for a year, and married men who have illicit sexual relations should be stoned.
إنما التوبة على الله للذين يعملون السوء بجهالة ثم يتوبون من قريب فأولئك يتوب الله عليهم وكان الله عليما حكيما.
Allah only turns in mercy and forgiveness to those who commit disobedience and overstep the limits out of foolishness and impulse, and who repent to Allah asking for His forgiveness before the time of their death. Allah forgives these people by overlooking their disobedience. Allah knows the circumstances of people and is wise in His decree and sacred laws.
وليست التوبة للذين يعملون السيئات حتى إذا حضر أحدهم الموت قال إني تبت الآن ولا الذين يموتون وهم كفار أولئك أعتدنا لهم عذابا أليما.
Allah does not turn in mercy and forgiveness to those who continue in their disobedience, overstepping the limits and insisting on overstepping them, and not turning away from doing this until they are dying, then saying that they regret what they did and asking for Allah's forgiveness. Also, Allah does not turn in mercy and forgiveness to those who die in disbelief. He has prepared a painful punishment for them.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا يحل لكم أن ترثوا النساء كرها ولا تعضلوهن لتذهبوا ببعض ما آتيتموهن إلا أن يأتين بفاحشة مبينة وعاشروهن بالمعروف فإن كرهتموهن فعسى أن تكرهوا شيئا ويجعل الله فيه خيرا كثيرا.
O you who have faith in Allah and follow His Messenger, you are not allowed to inherit the wives of your fathers in the way wealth is inherited, or marry them, or give them in marriage, or stop them from marrying. Also, it is forbidden for you to retain your wives who you do not like in order to get them to give back some of what you gave to them, unless they have had illegal sexual relations. In that case, you can get them to return what you gave them. Be good companions to your women, not hurting them, and be kind to them. If you do not like them for some worldly reason, then be patient with them. Allah may put much good in what you do not like, both in the life of this world and in the afterlife. Beneficial points. Sexual immorality is among the most poisonous sins for the individual and for society, and for this reason, the punishments for it are formidable. Allah is kind and merciful with His servants, since He opens the door of repentance to every sinner, making it easier for them, and helps them to travel on its path. Whoever disobeys Allah, intentionally or unintentionally, is unaware of the greatness of He whom they go against, and unaware of the effects of disobedience and the misfortune it brings upon them. A marriage is made successful when the spouses have a balanced perspective. Someone should not limit their consideration to what they do not like in their spouse, but should also look at the good in them. It is hoped that in the case of a man keeping his wife despite the things he might dislike about her, following the instruction of Allah, that Allah will cause a great deal of good to come out of the things he dislikes about her.
وَإِنْ أَرَدْتُمُ اسْتِبْدَالَ زَوْجٍ مَّكَانَ زَوْجٍ وَآتَيْتُمْ إِحْدَاهُنَّ قِنْطَارًا فَلَا تَأْخُذُوا مِنْهُ شَيْئًا أَتَأْخُذُونَهُ بُهْتَانًا وَإِثْمًا مُّبِينًا.
If you want to divorce a woman and replace her with another, then you are allowed to do so. But if you gave the one you intend to divorce a great deal of wealth as a dowry, then you are not allowed to take anything back from it. Taking back what you gave to them would be an injustice and a clear sin.
وكيف تأخذونه وقد أفضى بعضكم إلى بعض وأخذن منكم ميثاقا غليظا.
How could you take what you gave to them as a dowry after the relationship, love, enjoyment and sharing of secrets that has occurred between you? Greed for the wealth which is theirs after all this is forbidden and shameful. They took a sincere promise from you, by which they became lawful to you through the word of Allah and His sacred law.
وَلَا تَنْكِحُوا مَا نَكَحَ آبَاؤُكُمْ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ إِلَّا مَا قَدْ سَلَفْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَةً وَمَقْتًا وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا.
Do not marry women whom your fathers married. This is forbidden, unless it happened before, in the time of ignorance, in which case you will not be taken to account for it. Sons marrying the wives of their fathers is a shameful practice, a cause for earning Allah's anger.
حرمت عليكم أمهاتكم وبناتكم وأخواتكم وعماتكم وخالاتكم وبنات الأخ وبنات الأخت وبنات الأخت وأمهاتكم اللاتي أرضعنكم وأخواتكم من الرضاعة وأمهات نسائكم وربائبكم اللاتي في حجوركم من نسائكم وربائبكم اللاتي في حجوركم من نسائكم اللاتي دخلتم بهن فإن لم تكونوا دخلتم بهن فلا جناح عليكم وحلائل أبنائكم الذين من أصلابكم وأن تجمعوا بين الأختين إلا ما قد سلف إن الله كان غفورا رحيما.
Allah has prohibited you to marry your mothers and grandmothers, your daughters and granddaughters, your sisters and half-sisters, your aunts and great-aunts, your nieces and their children, your milk mothers who nursed you and your sisters through nursing, the mothers of your wives, whether you have consummated the marriage or not, and the daughters of your wives by someone else, who were mostly raised in your houses, and also those who were not. If you have consummated the marriage, but if you have not, then there is nothing wrong with marrying their daughters. You are also prohibited to marry those who have been married to your own sons, even if they did not consummate the marriage, and this includes the wives of your sons through milk kinship, nursing. It is prohibited for you to marry two sisters who are related by blood or by nursing, except if this happens in the time of ignorance before Islam, in which case Allah has forgiven it. Allah is forgiving and compassionate to His servants who repent to Him. In the traditions of the Prophet, it is also confirmed that it is prohibited to marry a woman and her aunt at the same time. Beneficial points. Allah has allowed a couple to divorce and has put this in the hands of the man. If a man has sexual relations with his wife, the dowry is fixed. He is not, then, allowed to touch it or covet it, even if he wishes to separate from her and divorce her. Allah has prohibited marriage to the wives of fathers, because it is an evil which anyone in their right mind with a wholesome nature hates. Allah clearly detailed which women it is allowed to marry, and which of them it is prohibited to marry, whether this is due to one's family relationship with them, or relationship by marriage, or with nursing. This is to honor her and protect her from transgression.